Socialization. That is almost like the bad S word when I think about homeschooling, because I hear it as one of the top objections for why many people don't want to jump into homeschooling. What is keeping them back? They will say, oh, my kid won't be socialized very well if they're homeschooled, or my kid might be weird, or whatever they may think of. There's not a lot of kids for them to socialize with, and it becomes almost a crutch around why you should not homeschool. So I decided to do a socialization series, 6-part series, starting with this one, and you will learn all about socialization, from where it happens to where it doesn't only happen in certain areas, how to integrate it into your everyday life, the benefits of socializing in different age groups. We're going to talk about stranger danger versus tricky adults. We're going to talk about peer pressure, and definitely we're going to talk about you mamas. Are you making friends as an adult too? All in the socialization series. So we're going to start off with this one, and it's entitled, hey, guess what? Socialization doesn't only happen in school. And I'm going to tell you all about that and why. And before we jump into this, I did want to remind you that you can still take advantage of my free gift, which is the unschooling and deschooling packet. Just click on the link in my show notes to get your gift there. And you'll learn all about why it's so important to unschool your kids and deschool yourself. All right, let's jump into this episode. Aloha mamas, you've made it to the Homeschooling Entrepreneur Mom Podcast. I'm Kavaya Quinn, RN turned full-time entrepreneur and homeschool rockstar to 5 kiddos. I know you're frustrated with homeschooling. You know there's a way to make it fun, but you haven't figured it out yet. And you're overwhelmed with combining homeschool and making money from home. You're wishing for a way to integrate homeschooling and building a business while giving your kiddos the gift of entrepreneurship. So if you're ready to create a homeschool filled with fun and adventures while you're making money, get your favorite mama juice and throw your hair in a messy bun. Let's get to work. Aloha, my friends. Welcome to another episode. And today we are talking and starting our series of socialization. And I figured, why not do a pretty detailed series on this? And the reason is because most people believe that kids have to go to school and able to socialize. That is literally one of the biggest objections I hear when it comes to why people don't want to homeschool their kids. It was actually my husband's biggest objection when I threw out the idea to him way back when our oldest was 5 and starting kindergarten. And I remember telling him about homeschooling, and he looked at me with the weirdest face and he said, I'm not homeschooling our kid. And I said, why? And he said, because I don't want them to be weird. And I looked at him like, why would our kids be weird? I don't understand that. And he's like, well, because they won't have any friends. They won't be able to socialize and talk to other kids. You know, it's going to be horrible for them. And I kind of looked at him. And I was like, Kate, where did you get this idea from? I was like, were there other homeschoolers that you knew of that were weird in your sense? And he's like, actually, no, there was one homeschooling family that I really know, and they're great people. And I was like, well, what makes you think that homeschoolers who like don't get socialization, like, I'm trying to figure this out. And he's like, well, where else are they going to get it? And I realized that attitude around homeschooling and socialization is a very basic, like, generalized attitude or belief that many people just buy into without even going deeper, without even doing research, without even understanding the full concept around what they're saying out loud. And I had to like sit down and talk with my husband and be like, okay, well, tell me, how does school become the only qualification for socializing your kid? Like, how does traditional school become the only qualification? And then he just kind of looked at me. He's like, well, that's where you make friends. I said, so is that the only place you hang out with your friends? And I just started to ask questions to my husband. And he's like, no, I don't only hang out with them at school. I actually hardly hang out with them at school because there's not as much time during recess or lunch, but I kind of see them here and there. I go, all right, well, when do you hang out with them the most? And he started telling me I would hang out with them after school or on the weekends. That's where we would go do things. My husband liked to be in the mountains, riding bike, or being in the ocean. And I kind of like just had him talk it out for him to realize that socialization doesn't only happen in school. That there are so many other avenues for our children and ourselves to be socialized. And that is the whole theme behind this particular episode, is because your kids definitely don't get their only socialization experiences in school. There are many other places they can get it, and you can give them the opportunity for more. So I'm not specifically talking about, I just want to give a disclaimer, or, you know, if your mind starts going to like clubs or sports, yes, that kind of things are awesome. I'm talking particularly like 8 to 2 or 8 to 3 p.m. school time. That's where most people have the concept of socialization only happens during that time. And I wanted to give three reasons why it's false. And this is mainly not for my homeschool believers. This is for many who are on the fence and are not sure because of socialization. This is for you who really want to homeschool, but maybe your spouse is not there yet. Or maybe you've been hearing this objection and you just don't know how to talk it through with other people, maybe a family or a friend that you really love and care about, but they just don't understand and can see where you're coming from. So that's where this episode can help you. So here's three reasons why it's false. Number one, most of the day, kids are in class, right? Let's really think about and dissect the time kids are in school and what do they do. Especially now, I heard from my friends who have their kids going to traditional school. When I grew up, I think there was two recesses and a lunch. Now, I think there's only like one recess and a lunch and you're done. So basically, the time that kids get to play or free time is cut down nowadays. And when you think about it, all the other time that kids are in school, they're in class where they're supposed to be learning, focus on the assignment at hand or whatever task that they need to do. So really, unless they're working on a specific group exercise, there is no time to socialize. It's time to get into your books, to listen to your teacher, to study, to do all those things, unless you're doing something as a team or as a group. And even in that sense, there's still an assignment at hand if you're working as a team or a group in order to socialize. There's no time there, right? Like, you're doing something specific. So that's one reason why when people say, well, it only happens in school, I'm like, when? When is it particularly happening? Because there's not a lot of time. Most of the time, so this is the flip side of it, most of the time, kids really do their socialization before school, like before the bell rings, if they get to school early enough. Maybe on the bus. I'm not sure how bus rides are nowadays because I've never ridden the bus, so not sure about that. Or after school. That is usually when socialization happens. After school is done, maybe they're doing homework together, maybe they're hanging out. That's usually the time when I know from my own experience and from friends who go to traditional school and their kids go to traditional school, that's usually when it happens, is after the school designated hours. So first reason why it's false is because most of the time kids are in school, they should be learning and doing an assignment. Second reason why it's false is because times for socialization was cut shorter. I just kind of tapped into this when I was explaining that usually there's either less recess time or no recess time in school nowadays. There's also less field trips, I've noticed. When we were in school, I remember going on a field trip at least once a quarter. So that was about 4 field trips throughout the year. Maybe it's the same for your school, but I know it is not very often nowadays in school, in traditional school. So that would be another time for socialization because you get to like hang out with your friend. You get to go and explore maybe a museum or something together. But if you really think about it, that's the time for socialization, but it doesn't happen very often in school. And then the last reason is, let's be real, in real life, you do not socialize with people who are only your age, only your grade level. That is basically false as soon as you graduate. I know for me, once I hit college, I was in a class with people of different ages. Once I graduated and I started to work, it wasn't like I worked in somewhere where everyone was the same age and I knew everyone from school. It didn't happen that way for me. So if you really want to prep your kid for true socialization, school is not the best place to do that. And I'm not just going to leave you high and dry and hanging. You're like, okay, Kavai, I get it. Socialization doesn't only happen in school. Well, where can it happen? Well, here, I'll give you a quick idea. Where do you go to make friends? For us, socialization happens at church, where you can build relationships. Definitely doesn't only happen on Sundays. It can happen in community groups. It can happen in events at church. It can happen, over meals and getting to know someone. Same with kids. You can encourage them to build relationships out of the classroom, out of school. Like, is there a way you can set up a play date, hang out at the park or each other's home, do something that they both enjoy doing? Maybe invite a friend to go ride the bike path with you and your family or something like that. That's where you should start really understanding, where can you socialize your kids? Could it be in a club? Could it be in a sport? Could it be your kid taking the same community or recreational class that somebody else in your neighborhood does or one of their friends do? That's where they can start developing relationships. My kids who homeschool, their friends are from church. Their friends are some of their own family. Their friends are like our friends' kids. Like, that's literally where they get their socialization from. And then here's another food for thought. How many friends do you really have? I know a lot of people's like, well, Kawhi, that's not a lot of friends. Well, how much friends do you really have? How much, like, is it really about quantity or quality of friendships? Quality of building relationships. And that's something you should definitely encourage more with your kids. Teach them how to get to know somebody by finding something relatable. Teach them how to, talk to one another. I know it can be awkward. Like, think about how you start making a new friend. It might be a little awkward for you, but just teach them how to invite them. Hey, you're more than welcome to invite your friend over. You guys can hang out and play video games for a couple hours. Hey, mom does that too. I invite a friend over, or we go out for some cocoa and some drinks to enjoy and have a conversation together. Same thing. So here are ways you can start promoting socialization for your kids, whether they're in school or not, because I'm telling you, socialization doesn't only happen in school. And I get it. I understand that kids do benefit from playing and socializing with kids who are around their age. But my point, just wanted to come back to that, was that in real life, it doesn't happen ever again where you're only around people your exact age. Because what really does matter when it comes to socialization is, do they have similar interests? Are their maturity levels about the same? Because if their maturity level is about the same, then they will probably have the same level of imagination and curiosity and really be able to play together. Like, I love seeing my kids be kids and play. And they can do that with kids of all ages. And I've seen them also bring out the kids, like that kid-like excitement in older kids who have lost it. Because maybe they thought that it was too cool to play again or to use their imagination. But I've seen that with my kids, and it's such a great thing. And that in itself is socialization. So I know I'm going off on a tangent, so I'm just going to leave this here, because the whole point of this first episode was that socialization doesn't only happen in school, and it can happen. It should be happening everywhere else. And I want you to dissect that for whatever way you want to use this. If you are a believer in homeschool and there's somebody objecting to you, then here's a way to just start asking some good questions and talking to them about it and, you know, showing them what socialization really is about and how you can create such a well-rounded child around socializing with others and building relationships with others. All right, so definitely hit the subscribe button so that you are notified when the next episode is coming out. It will be a series of 6 episodes. Unless you want to learn something else that's a little bit more specific, definitely send me a message on Instagram at @Kavai_Aquin, and I'll try to work those in to these episodes if you have something that you want me to touch base on. All right, friends, I hope you have a good one. I'll see you on the next episode. Hey, mama friend, if this podcast inspired, encouraged, or gave you confidence to take action today, I would love for you to share it in your Instagram stories. Tag me @Kavai_Aquin. Then drop it in a message to another friend who needs to hear it too. The biggest compliment would be for you to take a minute from your busy mama day and leave me a review and subscribe. I'm so grateful for you, and I'd love to keep this conversation going. The best way to connect would be in my Facebook group, bit.ly/HEM support group. Till next time, lots of aloha, Kavai.